Hey, Laguna. As 2019 fades into memory, KX93.5 wants to take you into a month-by-month recap of the local Laguna events and stories that touched our lives. 2019 had everything, from the politics that can divide a community to the events and tragedies that brought our community together. As we, proud residents of the world's most beautiful city, charge into 2020, let's take a moment and look back at 2019. We kicked off January of 2019 with a rumor that Wild Taco had applied to occupy the former Johnny Rockets location. We'll see how that turns out later on in the year. Councilman Peter Blake proposed design review board appointments to start from scratch and that all positions be vacated. Also in January, the city secured a $900,000 homeless emergency aid program to fund and renovate the ASL. In local community happenings, a man was arrested for robbery with a $100,000 bail after stealing one can of beer from a Circle K. A cat got stuck in a storm drain and was rescued, and a wild bird went rogue and attacked people and pets over at the Montage. Also in January, Mo Honakar bought the Hotel Laguna. The Merritts struck a deal with Mo Honakar for the purchase of Hotel Laguna, and that event started a lot of conversation. Still in January, community activists speak out on Councilman Blake's proposal to dismantle the design review board. George Dubin was picked to replace Sue Kempf on the Planning Commission. A local foundation headed by Laguna Beach resident Bill Gross donated $21.5 million to nonprofits in 2019. Also helping others, Laguna Beach High School students sought 250 new or gently used shoes to help fight global poverty. The middle of January saw the city of Laguna Beach expected to be impacted by a storm that brought periods of heavy rain and potential localized flooding. What ended up happening was trees were toppling, heavy, heavy rains, and it was the beginning of a really wet season. A black market marijuana farm was discovered in Laguna Coast Wilderness Park. Pesticides, poached deer, and lots of illegally grown pot was found there. And the community honored the skipper by having a home run day mid-January. And in one of the most heated topics of the year, developer Mo Honakar proposed $250,000 donation to the city, and the city council took that up. It was one of the most controversial actions at the city council meeting, and the action was to take no action on the proposed donation of $250,000 by developer Mo Honakar. City Manager John Petig's removal of the item from the agenda didn't sit well with the packed chamber of folks loaded for bear and not ready to be silenced. Mayor Bob Whalen's announcement that no public testimony would be taken on the issue because the council would take no action, that was met with boos, hisses, and demands to be heard. City Manager John Petig stated, "To be clear, as we look to staff up, those costs have to be paid by someone. If not the developer, it would be the general public or other people through fee increases." Opponents called it a conflict of interest, or at the very least, the appearance of one. However, that's not applicable in that instance. That was according to City Attorney Phil Cohn. Conflict of interest applies to a benefit derived from a decision made by people in their official capacity. Cohn said that was not believed to be the case with the Honakar donation. Pretty hot stuff, and we're still in January. The Planning Commission was voting on the downtown CBD retail store proposal in late January. Also, the Royal Hawaiian changed hands. Mauro Molteni, the Argentine chef from Mauro's, moved over to the Royal Hawaiian. The Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce named a new executive director. Paula Hornbuckle Arnold took over and hit the ground running. We'll talk about her a little bit later on. Several city leaders traveled to Paradise to learn valuable lessons from the campfire aftermath. And as the rain kept coming in Laguna Beach, a new program for Laguna's homeless population took effect. Longer hours at the ASL program and no more lottery. And in local sports, Laguna Beach High School girls water polo defeated Los Osos and finished the regular season 26-1, advancing to the CIF playoffs. As we move into February, the heavy rain and winds didn't stop, taking down even more trees here in town. Also in February, the city council majority agreed on 4 priorities for 2019 out of 69 special projects. Those priorities were major developments, Community Development Process Improvements. Fire Safety Subcommittee. That's the mayor's Fire Safety Subcommittee. And Main Beach, Heisler, and Downtown Police Update. Those were the four priorities agreed upon in 2019. Also, the Pacific Marine Mammal Center announced development of a new app called Seal Spotter. February was also when Police Chief Farinello wanted to change police vehicle colors from blue and white to black and white. The school board deleted bylaw on gavel rotations. Dee Perry and Jan Vickers responded angrily. And by the beginning of February, Laguna's rainfall total already surpassed the season norms. A bobcat was accidentally struck by a police vehicle. Eucalyptus and other trees were continuing to topple as the storms continued. Later in the month of February, the council opted for black and white instead of blue and white police cars. The Pacific Marine Mammal Center reported a drastic increase in dolphin strandings. As we head into March, the Patriots Day parade was canceled due to rain. A court ruled that Moulton Nigel must pay past due bills to the city of Laguna Beach and others as part of the lawsuit. The city council approved most of the recommendations made by the Preservation Ordinance Task Force. And there were two virtual kidnapping scams within 24 hours. That kept us on high alert. And still in March, locals were charged in the USC college bribery scandal, the largest in history. The school board dumped bylaws at a super contentious meeting, and local Methodists decried church bans on LGBT participation. Moving into April, the Royal Hawaiian reopened with renovated look and menus. The Pacific Marine Mammal Center's count was up to 71 by April compared to just 33 the year before. And in silly news for April, a woman was held captive in the bathroom by a large winged bug. Yes, you heard that right. I had to read it again. A woman was held captive in a bathroom by a large winged bug. April had animal services responding to reports of people harassing city goats. And the council approved smart parking technology that launched in the summer. Police Chief Farinella announced all-time low in crime here in Laguna. The Laguna Beach High School lacrosse coach was arrested on suspicion of inappropriately touching female students. And the council took up reconsideration of the police vehicle graphics. You might remember that there was a hubbub about the ICE in red along the side of the police cars where it was POL in blue and then ICE looked different. So a lot of people thought that that was meant on purpose to scare illegal immigrants, because it made the Laguna Beach Department look like they were working for ICE. It was a graphic failure, possibly, or not. Either way, it depends on how you look at it, I guess. No changes were made. And also in April, the bobcat that was accidentally hit by a Laguna Beach police officer returned to the wild as onlookers cheered him on. The Laguna Beach High School women's shortboard surf team won the high school state team championships, and we all celebrated with them. The city council approved the flag graphic for city police vehicles, and the council also adopted federal 5G site guidelines. And you've probably seen them. LCAD students partner with networks to design flags for a crosswalk at South Coast Highway and Anita Street. Still in April, the council held special workshops to deal with complex issues, including Mohona Car's development projects. Those projects include the Clio Hotel, Hotel Laguna, the Central Bluff, the Museum Hotel, Canyon Acres, and the Hive. As we rolled into May, a high-risk car chase weaved through Laguna, lasting nearly 2 hours. A local's wall was tagged with racist language. And in great news, Elise Chen won the Laguna Beach Unified School District's Elementary Spelling Bee Championship. The scams continued in May as a local resident was bilked out of $20,000. He thought he was helping his friend get out of jail. Also in May, the council appointed a slew of residents to commission, committee, and board posts. Mayor Bob Whalen called for a return to civility in public discourse. And May saw the Laguna Beach Water Polo Club girls win double gold. The signature swordfish sculpture was swiped from Tommy Bahama's. and the Planning Commission reviewed the Broadway storm drain project. May also saw the Laguna Beach High School boys 4x1600 relay team clock the best time in the entire nation. The city council was asked permission to fly the gay pride flag. And in May, a Laguna Beach male nanny was charged with alleged child molestation and possession of child pornography. A dead bobcat sparked community dialogue about rodenticides. Steve Dictero said he was pushing for a ban. May also saw sickened sea lion sightings continue and tarballs on the beach. June opened with sad news as an unidentified man was found dead in Laguna Canyon. School board member D. Perry was excluded from school board's confidential matters subcommittee. And that's not the last we'll hear about that. Anonymously placed motivational signs inspired local residents in June. And June also saw raises approved for elected officials and the city manager. In July, school board member Dee Perry announced her intent to sue the district. A man was rescued via helicopter in a near-drowning incident at West Street Beach. In July, Chief Farinella also updated the council on the strategic plan, including crime trends and quality of life issues. July saw the Laguna Beach Little League All-Stars advance to the championship game. Changes were approved in the design review process. The city council okayed a development deal, an initial step in the review of six major developments that Mohonikar had on the drawing board. More than 20 speakers from a tired and cranky audience that had waited as long as 6 hours and plowed through 18 items on the agenda before it reached the proposed agenda or the proposed item at midnight. The agenda item was a rerun of proposals already approved by the council, except for a clarification of the responsibilities to be undertaken by Mayor Bob Whalen and Councilwoman Sue Kemp, appointed by the council as ad hoc committee members. And a sight for sore eyes as July saw Weiland's Wailing Wall return to Hotel Laguna. Sad news in July as a man drowned at Table Rock Beach after attempting to save another swimmer. And we got our first look at Hotel Laguna's restoration project. In sports, Laguna Beach girls water polo won the state title. The city of Laguna Beach announced a teen leadership academy. The fire safety subcommittee released its recommendations. And the city council approved those recommendations and funding to reduce fire risks. The city council agreed to give Sheree Dupuy more money to keep her here in town. As we closed out July, the design review process and the design review board dominated the city council's meeting. The same can be said for the first city council meeting in August. Also in August, live streaming of school board meetings removed in May were on the agenda. In August, 3 mountain lion sightings were reported in town in 4 days. Authorities believe they were just bobcats. August also saw a beloved local woman found dead in her Laguna Beach home and her son arrested and charged with her murder. In August, the Planning Commission reviewed the proposed downtown-specific plan revisions. August also saw a sewage spill in South Laguna, a precursor of things to come. And yet another collision between a drunk driver and a pedestrian sent that victim to the hospital with injuries. August had the community providing feedback on the village entrance public art installation proposal. We also saw controversial sculptures on the City Hall lawn getting mixed reviews in August. September began with the male nanny who'd been charged and arrested earlier in the year, charged with additional child molestation felonies. In September, Community Development Director Greg Fost announced his retirement. In September, unconscious and semi-conscious victims were rescued from the surf at Bird Rock Beach by lifeguards. And in September, suddenly and out of nowhere, Tortilla Republic closed. Fishbone Seafood swam right in. September also saw a family of 3 being rescued from a rip current at Bird Rock Beach. Also very fortunate, a missing late-night swimmer was located a mile offshore and transported to Hogue Hospital. She was okay. In September, city staff recommended approval of Bluebird Canyon's farm events. Mayor Bob Whalen proposed rules of decorum and civility in September, Reprimands include official removal from meetings and the office. Laguna Beach Unified School District reaffirmed its commitment to decreasing chronic absenteeism. And the city council voted to start meetings an hour earlier. Still in September, the Montage reportedly sold to a South Korean investment company as part of a $5.8 billion deal. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar made a surprise appearance at Weiland's Wailing Wall. September saw a 33-foot sailboat crash land on Main Beach. And the city council passed the resolution to reset the button on decorum and civility at public meetings. We heard the announcement of no more free trolley rides to hillside neighborhoods. Speaking of trolleys, two men were arrested following an alleged attack on a city trolley driver. In September, the city council reviewed the village entrance project, of course, that included proposed art, the digester building, and tree removal. The city of Laguna Beach also proactively settled a prospective homeless litigation issue. The city of Laguna Beach reached a settlement agreement with Orange County Catholic Worker, thereby avoiding costly and time-consuming litigation. This happened on September 23rd. Among some of the claims, Orange County Catholic Worker and the other plaintiffs challenged the enforcement of municipal ordinances that prohibit camping and lodging in public places on the basis that individuals being cited for violations of those regulations did not have alternative sleeping arrangements available to them. The provisions of the settlement agreement reiterate many policies and practices already in place within the city, that the city work with trained personnel to offer available shelter placement at the ASL, if possible, ensure that trained outreach and engagement personnel help assess the needs of individuals with disabilities to determine an appropriate placement with a reasonable accommodation. Currently, the ASL has a housing-focused enrollment program offering 30-day renewable increments of time to homeless individuals who are actively pursuing a housing plan. No monetary damages or attorney fees were exchanged as part of the settlement agreement. Still in September, a Marathon Council meeting moved the village entrance project forward. Also, safety concerns prompted the El Moro parents to ask the council to annex the school. Simultaneously, El Moro was named a Blue Ribbon School. October began with a warning about coyotes on the hunt that were snatching and killing pets. Local residents reported a spate of eggings in town. The downtown specific plan draft passed to final commission review. In sports, the Laguna Beach High School boys water polo team took first in Villa Park's tournament. The governor allocated $1 million for fuel modification efforts right here in Laguna Beach. October saw KX93.5 and the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce team up for the Taste of Laguna, which was the most successful taste in Laguna's history. Great, great food, fantastic music and entertainment, and we'll look forward to doing it again next year. October's when the Planning Commission heard the concept for the block-long commercial project known as the Museum Hotel. Live unspent bullets were found at Thurston Middle School. Councilman Peter Blake was reprimanded for comments online, but was not apologetic. A local man was tasered and arrested after he violently killed a cat. The Main Beach renovation plan was approved. In a very contentious meeting, the city council was considering whether to eliminate public transit routes, but unanimous community support was shown at the city meeting for the city's trolley service. A second school resource officer was approved by city council, but El Moro parents still seek more. And as we roll through this, I want to take a minute and just settle us down for a second. And I've read off a lot of different items that have probably, in many cases, divided the city. Well, as November came, November we heard the news, and I was here, I was on air and read the news of an accident having happened on the canyon where some people had been transported to the hospital and there wasn't a lot of clear news. Well, we found out that that accident involved a 14-year-old freshman here at Laguna Beach High School named Jasmine Wilkinson. And I mentioned this story in particular because of the feeling that I got from the community after the accident. A horrible, horrible tragedy where a single mother loses one of her two children. Her other child was in the hospital as well. Jasmine had an 11-year-old sister who went to El Moro Elementary School. and reading what happened that day, and then having to announce the fact that we had lost Jasmine was probably one of the hardest things I've ever had to do in any capacity in my life. I was heartbroken, and for the first time as a broadcaster, I was emotionally shattered because of a story. In the preceding few weeks after the accident and after Jasmine's death, I was overcome really by the generosity of this community, and not just the generosity for digging into your pockets and helping the GoFundMe page for the Wilkinson family, but the generosity of heart, the generosity of your souls, and how many of you just reached out in any way you could. And for us, for me, that's what this community is about. That's what we're about, is coming together at times like that. And even though we're divided by the little things, it's the big things that bring us together. And again, to the entire Wilkinson family, we're never going to forget Jasmine. And maybe by sheer coincidence, but maybe not by sheer coincidence, shortly after Jasmine's tragic death, the fourth annual Ability Awareness event planted seeds of kindness at Main Beach. And that was an afternoon of absolute pure kindness. And it coincided with a memorial event taking place for Jasmine here in town. It was supposed to rain, but the sun broke through. November also saw frustrated city council agree to city code compliance with the FCC cell site rules. The Laguna Beach nanny we've been talking about faced 690 years for all the charges. And the City of Laguna Beach, Laguna Beach Police Department, and Laguna Beach Unified School District got together to add a second school resource officer to Laguna Beach schools. And a scuba diver who dove alone died following a rescue attempt at Shaw's Cove. In November, Laguna Beach High School student Gavin Pike helped lifeguards save a mother and daughter caught in a rip current. Gavin was recognized by Mayor Bob Whalen at a city council meeting. In November, the Planning Commission was expected to recommend the council approval of the downtown specific plan draft. Yet another drunk driver was arrested after hitting yet another pedestrian. In November, the city announced the hiring of a new director of community development, formerly of Carmel by the Sea, Mark Weiner. In November, we found out the Laguna Beach High School boys and girls cross country were the most successful combined teams in the CIF. November closed out with an ecological heartbreaker as on Thanksgiving, beaches were closed due to a sanitation leak. The weather had issued flash flood warnings, a valve broke at one of the relay stations at Aliso, and the beaches remained closed from what they called a sanitary leak. What it really was a 1.3 million gallon sewage leak. Residents were asked to conserve water for a couple of days. And proper maintenance of our raw sewage became a talking point. And the council voted unanimously to keep Mayor Bob Whalen as mayor and Steve Dicterow as mayor pro tem. And as we closed the year out, December saw the city council get the first glimpse of the proposed downtown action plan. Laguna Beach High School senior Jade Housen claimed 2 gold medals at the ISA World Stand-Up Paddleboard and Paddleboard Championships. Congratulations, Jade. December also saw city council assignments being chosen. Dee Perry sued the school board and district superintendent. A DoorDash driver was arrested at Jack in the Box for meth and counterfeit bills. Fire Station 2 pays tribute to Brody Fleming as part of the Donate Life Rose Parade float honoree. Also, Laguna local Heidi Miller will be part of that same float. We're going to close the year out with a story indicative of the spirit of this town. A couple of days ago, there was a sea lion on the pedestrian bridge near Aliso Beach. It was up there for about 40 minutes and then jumped, hitting the ground, hitting the pavement. Sure death for sure, right? No. No injuries. The sea lion survived. Couple of scrapes, couple of scratches. But it made it through. And that's our story for 2019. Couple of scrapes, couple of scratches, we're here, ready to charge into 2020. And with that, I say, I wish you all the best. We at KX93.5 and the Mornings with Ed show wish you only the best for 2020. We wish you and your family all the best health and prosperity and all the joy that being a family and being a tight-knit community can bring. We look forward to being your radio station. We look forward to living this life in the community with you. We look forward to sharing the events, the emotions, the lives in this community with you. We're all in this together. Happy 2020, everybody.